The Lord be with you. Good morning. I'm Andy Bates. It is time to start our day together with the Word of God and prayer. We'll talk with Deaconess Grace Rao. She is the Director of Deaconess Ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Hope you can join us for that conversation. We'll study the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Jacob Earhardt from Trinity Lutheran Church in New Haven, Missouri. We'll take a look at Revelation chapter 3 today. Our Psalm 146, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading, Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, the words of him who has the seven spirits of the God and the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then what you have received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, the words of the Holy One, the true One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. I know what you have, but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come down, come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word about patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world, to try those who dwell on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. The one who conquers, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Never shall he go out of it, and I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth, for you say, I am rich. I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold, refined by fire, so that you may be rich, and white garments, so that you may clothe yourselves in the shame of your nakedness, may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Deaconess Grace Rao. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.
Hi, this is Reverend Matthew Heise, Executive Director of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. All across the United States, our children are preparing for their Christmas programs, being fitted for angel costumes, and learning away in a manger. But there are millions of children around the world who have never heard of Jesus Christ or how he died that they may live. This Christmas season, join LHF in providing Bible storybooks for these children, translated into a language they can read and understand. Learn how you can help at lhfmissions.org.
What touches your heart during the Christmas season? For many, it's the sharing. The sharing of the time. The sharing of God's blessings. The sharing of God's divine gift of His Son, Jesus Christ. Hi, this is Rich Robertson, President and CEO of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. As I reflect back over this past year, I think about how much is shared through the LCMS ministries. People's lives are changed by the message and the actions of our church body. The Lutheran Church Extension Fund is blessed to share in these experiences through the investments, loans, and support services we provide individuals, church workers, and ministries. May God bless you and your family this sacred season of our Savior's birth.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, and joining me in studio this morning, Deaconess Grace Rao. She's the Director of Deaconess Ministry for the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. Good morning, Deaconess Grace.
Good morning, Brother Andrew.
Glad to have you in studio this morning. I want to hear what you've been up to. What's going on in Deaconess Ministry? You've been traveling a lot. You're always traveling a lot, going around the world, helping teach others, teaching women about Deaconess Ministry and equipping them for that.
Yes, thanks for having me here. In the month of October, I was in Lithuania, and in August, I was in Nigeria. So those are the two other important partner churches for us considering the Deaconess program.
Well, tell me about some of those places you visited.
For the past one, this past 1 year, the three important places are Madagascar, Lithuania, and Nigeria. So the Nigeria one was very fascinating, as other countries are. Madagascar is not a partner church, but we work with them, and that has opened another avenue for the women to consider serving as deaconesses, especially at this time when most of other denominations are promoting women's ordination and Lutheran identity. It's so important for us to make sure the women serve not in the office of holy ministry, but in the office of auxiliary ministry.
So the emphasis here is focusing on what the Lord has given.
Yes.
Focusing on the many gifts and talents and the vocations that God has given mm-hmm. to women. And one of those vocations is deaconess. What are the types of things that the deaconesses do in these areas, in these cultures?
They serve at the congregations mm-hmm. As Sunday school teachers and youth, serving the poor, the sick, the needy, the orphans, the mentally and physically disabled. There are varieties of ways they provide the diaconal service of mercy, you know, mm-hmm. reaching the hurt and the needy, providing the gospel, but pointing to the pastor for the sacrament.
What shapes their formation, their training, their education to serve as deaconesses?
The formation of a deaconess in these countries are totally different from what we see in the United States, because they don't have the seminary, some of them. Mm-hmm. So they should provide a different level of education. So they consider it 2 years of studies and 1 year of internship, like a certificate program. Mm-hmm. So those 2 years of studies can be a part-time or a full-time, depending. But if it is a part-time, it can extend to a 3 years of studies, mm-hmm. you know, because the pastors teach the theological classes, visiting faculty like other pastors and mm-hmm. professors visiting from United States, they teach some or other classes, and deaconesses go there to teach the specific courses for them. So having this formation, they consider, and they love to learn the Lutheran theology, mm-hmm. no matter what standard they are, the women as well as men. But as my experience with women, they love. So that's very important for us.
So what are you teaching when you visit?
I definitely start with the Luther Small Catechism. Mm-hmm. Before that, I have another course called The Role of Women in the Church, pertaining to the CDCR and the Scriptures and the Confessions. So after that, the Luther Small Catechism takes place, and that takes at least 2 years of, 2 weeks of studies, mm-hmm. and they have to have a quiz, an exam, and all that.
Are you a tough teacher?
They say so. And then I teach them Augsburg Confession, a little on that, and then Deaconess Foundation, Deaconess Seminar, Deaconess Skills, and sometimes I teach... some other courses too. Yes.
Deaconess Foundation. What do you cover in a course like that?
It tells you the basic skills and the need to identify themselves as deaconess serving the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So there we give them basic formation based on the scriptures and the confessions, and we have some external resources to go with. It depends on which church you're doing and what you're doing. Mm-hmm.
So you look at examples of deaconesses in the scripture?
Yes.
For example, like Phoebe?
Yes, Phoebe, and also the other roles like Lydia and Priscilla, and also the Old Testament period, Miriam and Hilda and all those people. So it's a connection from the role of women in the church is also for me the way I teach the deaconess foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some of the other courses we cover how to do a Bible study and how to do a devotion. What's the difference between that? They have to do practically in the class. Mm-hmm. I give them the background material and they have to do, yes.
So what's next? Where are we heading for deaconess, training deaconess education?
Yeah, the travels will commence in the month of January. So I'm going to teach a full-time deaconess class in Philippines. I'm going to teach the Luther's Small Catechism.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we take the books as gifts for them, all the text. So they will be receiving the Lutheran Study Bible with Luther's Small Catechism as gifts from LCMS, Office of International Ministry, and sometimes Office of National Ministry as well. So we give them and then they do it.
And I gather you teach in English when you're teaching the courses.
Absolutely.
Is there someone translating or interpreting?
Some places like Lithuania, Nigeria, Madagascar. Yeah, those are the places. And Latvia, some of the places, yes, Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
But some places it's all English spoken, so that's no problem over there. So challenge is the interpreter, how well they are equipped with theological information.
Absolutely. That I'm sure that would be key in making that, in interpreting. Well, how can we find out more about deaconess ministry? Do you keep us posted on in other places about what's going on in deaconess ministry? With just a few seconds
planning,
left.
Yes, we are planning on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. LCMS.org/deaconess. Will that get us there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Deaconess Grace Rao. I appreciate your time and God's blessings on your ministry, your travels in the coming year, and blessed Advent and Nativity as well.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me here. Bye-bye.
Certainly. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News.